Australia is a multicultural society, but it's been a while since we talked about multiculturalism. As public policy, it's been downplayed in the last decade, with critics complaining that it divides rather than unites Australians. Today's the start of a campaign to reclaim multiculturalism, signed by over 100 organisations and individuals. The campaign's the initiative of the Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils, and the chair, Pino Migliorino, joins me now. Pino, welcome back.
Oh, good morning, Richard.
Why do we need to reclaim multiculturalism? Where's it been? Who took it away?
Well, I think its legitimacy has been questioned. The reality of public policy from the mid-70s on was that there was a sense of an active engagement with diversity to maximise its value, to make sure that people had opportunities, to benefit from the hard work and labour and skills that people brought to Australia. And that was very much part of government policy. There was, to some extent, an ideological challenge to this, because there has been a growing sense that what it's doing is it's making people retain their culture at the expense of becoming Australian, and therefore it shouldn't be used anymore. And in fact, John Howard, in a speech 2 weeks ago, says we should abandon multiculturalism and use the word multiracialism, which in...
That sounds more divisive, actually.
Well, the way he's interpreting it is to say, well, multiculturalism, because of what it is divisive, but multiracialism, where we accept that people come from different backgrounds, but they have to integrate into an Australia, is what it means. Now, I think it's a made-up word. I think that's a reality, and it's what it is. It's a way of actually challenging the orthodoxy of appreciating the fact that there is a diversity in Australia.
He has never been keen on it,
absolutely.
Multiculturalism. He made that clear when he was Prime Minister. But I don't think he went as far as Angela Merkel. Angela Merkel has just gone in Germany. She's essentially said multiculturalism is a failed experiment. Now, she is talking about her country.
Oh, absolutely. And that's the point that needs to be made. So in her country, the reality is people from all walks of background, all backgrounds, whether they be Turkish, Italian, Arabic background, Filipino, were in Germany for many generations, but they were guest workers.
And no citizenship.
There hasn't been citizenship for quite a while. Now, the reality there is this notion that, okay, it's not working because they're not actually integrating. I think what it shows is the paucity of her model of multiculturalism. If we adopt a model of multiculturalism which actually says, in order to get the best out of people, we need to respect who they are, understand their stories, engage with them, then they will feel absolutely best to contribute to Australia.
How do we measure success in this? I mean, we haven't really had the ethnic violence that we see in Europe.
That's right.
But we have had things like the Cronulla riots. We have had gangs with a strong ethnic identity.
Absolutely. And both of those need to be understood in terms of where they are. The reality of Australia in terms of its immigrant past is that less than half of us can actually claim all four grandparents from an English-speaking country. Well, that is a reality.
Yeah.
So,
and 25% of us now born overseas.
Born overseas. And so when you look at those things, what you're saying is that the Australia we now see as threatened in terms of an Australian way of life is actually an Australia built on the diversity. The women you're going to talk to later on today, they haven't been here for a day. They've been here for 40, 50 years.
Yes.
They're part of the Australian fabric. And so it's understanding the fact that with that, there's all these successes. If we look at social mobility, material benefit, the fact that we haven't had in Australia these ghettos which have existed in other areas, because there's been such an opportunity of people coming in. They're all really positive. Now, alongside that, yes, there are going to be tensions, because people from different backgrounds are always going to have some tensions amongst them. And what we need to do is actually engage with that and actually try to alleviate that tension. So that is engaging in the community dialogue, making sure that we don't alienate people because of their language or culture, because the more that we make them feel welcome, the more they will become Australian.
Yes, if you make people feel unwelcome, they turn inward.
Well, we know that historically. If you look at the Balkan situation, Croatian ethnicity was galvanised during the Yugoslavian period.
Mm.
It wasn't dissipated. We have a re-emergence of the Cossacks in Russia after the fall of the communist government. Now, what does that mean? It means that the realities of people's identities are very, very deep and a personal thing. And in order for people to actually engage in Australian context, we need them to actually be welcomed in and feel that they can contribute.
On Life Matters today, you're hearing Pino Migliorino. He is the chair of the Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils, and launching a campaign today called To Reclaim Multiculturalism. 100 organisations and individuals are behind this. Critics here, Pino, want a greater emphasis on common values and Australian identity. And so we've seen that in the introduction of the citizenship test. Do we need more focus on what we have in common rather than how we differ?
I think what we need to do is to actually create that shared experience. Now, what's in common? I find it's really interesting. If I was to do a technical analysis of the core values that previous people have spoken about and the values that, say, the Islamic community in Australia sees as important to their culture, I'd say they're the same.
I'm always struck by that, how
they are exactly the same.
Everyone says, oh, these are core Australian values. And I always think, well, surely if you're sitting, I don't know, in Canada or Nigeria, you'd probably think they're your values as well. They're universal human values, most of them.
The value of family, respect for the law. And I think the wonderful thing about Australia is that we've been able to benefit from so many things from so many countries. The multicultural movement is not anti-English or anti-Anglo, if you like.
Mm.
I think one of the defining elements of Australian multiculturalism is the fact that it's actually been predicated by the rule of law and notions of justice and equity. And it's those very English traits
we actually
have, which have created the foundation for what is multiculturalism.
Should we be more like America in talking about identity? I mean, every American school kid learns the Declaration of Independence. I suspect 99% of us couldn't quote a word from our Constitution.
That's right. That's absolutely right. You know what I think? I think we need to ensure that our kids feel that they belong here. Now, how we go about that and how we discuss that might be debatable. But the reality is we do need to engage with their identity. Most of the work I've done professionally, and certainly the stuff that comes out of FECA, indicates that the migrating generation are really, really thankful for the opportunities that Australia gives. And they work hard, most of them, and they've had some fantastic success and mobility. Their kids and grandkids are now starting to show signs of not necessarily feeling that they belong.
Mm.
Now, that's the challenge. And someone said to me, well, what do you want to see out of multiculturalism in Australia? I want to see the result for me is that our kids and grandkids, when they grow, will feel that they can be proudly Australian without having to deny their linguistic or cultural tradition.
Your submission to the federal government on this issue is called Different But Equal. It's a big document, but what are its key points?
Well, its key points are a whole agenda for what needs to happen in government. As you've indicated, there hasn't been a federal government policy in this area since 2006.
Mm.
It has been delegitimised. And what we want is it to be re-branded, energised, if you like.
So a separate office for multicultural affairs again, like we used to have?
As we used to have. And I know I used to work there. I know how effective it was in terms of being able to engage in the agenda, talking to the ABC about running a play school program with Greek issues as a focus, being able to look at what stories we're telling in our documentaries in Australia. There's so many things that could be engaged. But the principle and the core of the approach are one, to respect the fact that we have a First Peoples and the Aboriginal people need to be the basis on which we build all our relationships in Australia. Now, I think that's really important to say from a multicultural perspective that we need to respect Aboriginal identity as the first Australians.
Is it worth talking to the people tweaking our history curriculum? We're heading for this national curriculum. But if you don't know where you're from and you don't know your story, you can't know your identity. That's why history is so important.
Oh, absolutely. That's why the value of, you know, talking to grandparents or hearing experiences, what is it that makes you a person? And if you deny that story or that background, then you're denying that essence. I mean, I speak to young people and I say, you know, how do you feel? And they say, we love Australia. We think it's fantastic, but I don't feel Australian.
Mm.
Now, the government hates hearing that because they say, well, you know, what do we need to do? I said, well, what we need to do is to engage these kids so that they are legitimately part of an Australian framework. And the more we speak to them, the more we will actually be able to engage them and hopefully minimise any potential fallout from these kids in terms of seeing themselves as so different that it could actually lead to something
yeah.
else.
Yeah. Okay, just briefly, you're launching the Reclaim Multiculturalism campaign today. What happens next?
Well, what we've got, and I think what's important in this, the campaign is a set of principles as a statement. It's been endorsed by many mainstream organisations. We've got over 100 organisations who volunteered to support this statement. We're talking Netball Australia, Country Women's Association, the AFL, the Council of Churches, various ethnic organisations, peak organisations, right across the board. And really prominent individuals, Sir William Dean, Malcolm Fraser, Lex Marinos, who's known very well to ABC listeners. They're all there and basically saying, we want to be be part of the redefinition of this notion. After that, we'll engage with government with supplementary activities. We will stimulate discussion through lectures and through community meetings. We basically want the discussion to take place.
All right. Well, I'm sure we'll talk to you again about it, Pino. Thank you very much for
joining
us. Thanks,
Richard, and thanks for your interest.
Pino Migliorino is the chair of the Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils. And don't go away. A bit later, we've got a lovely story from our country's migration history, the women who came from Calabria to the northern beaches of Sydney. But next, how do you choose which charity to give to this Christmas?